Hello, everybody. Hi, how are you? Hi, how is everybody doing? Hi, you can make noise now. It's okay. The room is actually full of listeners at home. Hi, how are you? Yay! Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to the Wonderland Ballroom. Welcome to our South by Southwest edition. This edition of the show is sponsored by Doritos, Pepto-Bismol, Pinterest, and the idea of love. It's going to be a really fun show tonight. I just want to thank everybody for coming. We made it all the way from Austin, Texas. Yeah, it's fun to be part of Pinterest. It's fun to be part of South by Southwest. But that's not why we're here, everybody. We're here to talk about the news. We're here to talk about current events. I have a current events monologue. Here's my current events monologue, everybody. Welcome. It's the third weekend in March, or what I like to call it, the few weeks every spring when you hide, block, or unfollow all of your friends on Facebook and Twitter that are currently at South by Southwest. Yeah, it's really cool to be at South by Southwest. I'm joking, guys. We're not. We're in Washington, D.C. We're in the nation's capital. Give it up for Washington, D.C., everybody. Yay, we did it. Yeah. We're keeping things weird over here in Washington, D.C. It's South by Southwest. It's a bunch of white people pretending to be other races, and we have CPAC. Yeah, that's really cool. It's cool to be part of CPAC. I like being part of CPAC. One of the things I learned about CPAC is Rick Perry. Oh, Rick Perry. Remember that guy, Rick Perry? He ran for the president. He didn't win the president, but that's okay. You can only be one president, and so many guys run for president. But he said something interesting on Thursday. On Thursday, Rick Perry really stuck it to old Barack Saddam Hussein Obamacare with this line. Apparently, only those who contribute $500,000 or more can tour the White House. Yeah, you heard him. Obama responded with free health care and drones for everybody. Yeah, it's really cool to be part of CPAC. It's really cool to be part of Rick Perry's team. I just wanted to get the vote out, everybody. Rick Perry's going to take the country back. Okay, moving on. We're not here to talk about politics, guys. There's a lot of stuff we need to talk about. Yeah, we're in the Beltway, and it's important to be in the Beltway. We're at the seat of power. We're all sitting in power bottom seats, and that's really cool. And sometimes when I sit in power bottom seats, I do it in the friendly skies. I fly American Airlines. They're another sponsor of the show. Give it up for American Airlines. Yeah, American Airlines is cool. One of the cool things about taking American Airlines is you get to go through TSA. Oh, TSA! Oh, TSA! Sequestration, everybody! One of the things about TSA is now there's less people for the TSA, so you gotta wait in long lines. But here's the cool part about waiting in long lines. Now you get to bring knives on planes because nothing bad has ever happened with a knife on a plane. Yeah, that's cool. Another thing that's in the news today is the Pope. Oh, the Pope. Everyone's a Pope. Nobody's a Pope. You know who's a Pope? South American Pope. You know, what's cool about the South American Pope is this is the first time that there's a South American Pope. Every other time it's been a Nazi, so now it's cool that we have a South American Pope. The cool thing about the South American Pope is because the Catholic Church used to rape boys, but now they're going to also rape girls. I'd just like to point out that this band that we have right now, we're called Star 69. If you ever want to get a hold of somebody, you hit Star 69 on your phone, and they will call you right back. It's a really cool feature. Not everyone has an iPhone. And even if you have an iPhone, sometimes you like to block people, and you don't know who called me. You just Star 69 and back. And that's really cool. One of the things I like about phones is that the government can't ever track you on a phone, especially when you're flying an airline. I recently flew an airline. It's called Virgin America. They are not a sponsor of the show, so I'm going to check that out and post and replace it with American Airlines. I only fly the friendly sky of American Airlines. Yeah, American Airlines is all right with me. Sometimes when I take the other airlines, though, I text people in the planes, and you can text people from seat to seat in Virgin Airlines. That's a horrible company. And it's really hard when you're on an airplane not to text the person next to you 9/11 13 times. That's it. So we have a cool show tonight. It's going to be really fun. Star 69, I don't think this is working out. We're going to break up right now, but that's okay because we're going to try other bands. We're going to be a jazz fusion band later. We're going to be all the bands you've seen this week at the Doritos Toco Loco Festival at South by Southwest in Canada. It's really cool. Just so everyone knows, there's an official hashtag for this show. It's S XSW. That has nothing to do with South by Southwest. I just really want everyone here to hashtag that as much as humanly possible. So South by Southwest looks decent. It's gonna be a fun show tonight. We have a guest that's been on the show before. His name is Tom. Tom's a fascinating man. He runs We Love DC, and the we in that has nothing to do with you, me, them, everybody. It's just a thing that he does, and he's a cool guy. I'm excited to have him here. We have Sarah Armour. She's a life coach, and that's not like a hypothetical thing. That's not like, I watch a lot of Oprah. Yeah, she watched a lot of Oprah. We all watch a lot of Oprah. But she took classes to be a life coach, so that's really cool. We have stand-up comedy from Herbie Gill. It's really nice to have Herbie Gill here. I'm excited to have him. Weitzel's here, or Whittle. I've never asked him that before. I've seen him play a lot. He's very talented. He's almost as good a musician as the band that is Star 69. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for my drummer, my half of my nine, half of my star, half of my six, Nathan Jurgensen. That was really cool. Coming to the stage is a good friend of mine. She's not billed on the show, but she's more important than the show. She transcends things like shows and places and ideas. She... Remember, hashtag SXSW all night long, please. She's a good friend of mine, and I go to therapy, and it's good to go to therapy. This has nothing to do with your interests. Don't worry. I go to therapy, and it's good to go to therapy because I'm an angry guy, and I don't want to be an angry guy, and this is not an angry person. She makes me feel better about life, even though sometimes she makes me feel angry because she's all happy, and I'm like, I wish I was at South by Southwest all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, come in stage. Hey, what band do you want to be? We're going to get back together. Ladies and gentlemen, Starship 69 is going to play our first guest of the evening on. She's a very funny person. She's a very nice person. And she's always dressed in nines. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Lisa Markison. Please take a seat, Lisa.
I am just so glad that Star 69 finally got back together. The reunion tour is going to be amazing.
Stay tuned for South by Southwest Adventures. We're going to get back together. How are you, Lisa?
Fabulous as always. Thank you.
Do you want to tell people why you're on the show at the top or at the end?
Well, if anyone is friends with Brandon on Facebook still, you might have seen...
Wait, why would you say that?
Because you said that you were blocking and unfriending everyone.
Oh, no. I'm still friends with everybody. I just hide them from my timeline.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
It's really simple. Okay, so let me, for the listener at home, this is how you do it. At the top of every post, there's a little arrow. If you click down the arrow, you could hit hide, and then you could unfollow all posts. So I've been doing that with everybody that's currently at South by Southwest.
I understand that in theory.
Isn't it cool? Theories are cool. Continue, Lisa.
So if you're friends with Brandon Weatherby on the Facebook, then you'll have seen that my job tonight was to come and say hello. And so I'm just greeting everyone.
Can I shake your hand? Because you're doing a great job.
Yes, please.
Fantastic. Hi.
Hello. Thank you. Hello, everyone. I am doing on behalf of, as almost like a show surrogate for Brandon, a show at the Strathmore Mansion.
Yes.
And so Brandon's going to pose some questions to me about that.
Lisa is a good friend of mine. I've known Lisa almost since I moved to Washington, D.C., when I got elected to president. And now... Lisa and I have grown as friends and as people, and in the time that I've known her, she's gone from hosting these really cool, neat events to working for Pink Line Project and doing all these other like independent things. And what she makes every event is she makes it fun, and I don't always do that. People that were here last week know that, and it's Lisa. Lisa is great because Lisa makes every event fun, and she doesn't talk 20 minutes about why there should be more women in comedy like I did last week and cut it out of the podcast. So. Lisa, every event I've been to I don't really want to go to your events because they sound horrible, and then I go to them and I fucking love them.
What do you mean they sound horrible?
Because they're all full of like love and hope, right?
I mean, well, the name of this upcoming event is You, Me, Them, Everybody's Most Excellent Country Tea Time Jamboree.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
So what sounds awful about that? It's amazing.
It is amazing in reality. That's why it's that's why we're doing it.
I mean, there's even a pun in the name.
That's why I wouldn't go. Now, here, give me a chance here. Give me a chance here. This is why I want you to throw the show. You're doing it with Yosef, a co-host of your own podcast.
Yes.
And, well, she's doing all the work. Yosef's just showing up and being a cool guy. That's all. He's a cool dude.
He'll probably post it on his Facebook.
That's pretty cool. That's work, right? But anyways... what you do is
we're
going
to wear matching outfits.
You and Yosef are?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. See, that sounded horrible to me, like in my tone in my head. But in reality, I do mean that's awesome.
This is the nicest that Brandon has ever been to anyone on this stage, guys, in case you're wondering.
Isn't it good that you're in my life? I'm not joking.
I tell you that most of the time.
Yeah, and that's why you're going to host this event. They approached us to do the talk show at the Strathmore, and I go, that's a bad idea. That's a horrible idea. I always want to look like I'm in hell. For the listener at home, the Wonderland Ballroom looks like I'm in hell. The stage, like it's lit in red, and they just feed me whiskey and coffee. This is
basically,
to me, this is heaven. To most people, it's hell.
I totally agree, which is why my event will actually be almost the exact opposite of this event.
And that's why you're doing it. You're gonna represent You, Me, Them, Everybody in a way that I never could, because people are gonna leave the event and go, I want to know more about that product. Those people are very nice, and wouldn't it be cool to be friends with them?
And then they're gonna listen to your podcast, and they're just gonna weep weep.
And that's why you're doing this show. And when is the Strathmore show?
It's on March 29th. It's a Friday night. It's 8 to 11. Basically, there's a jug band that's going to do a square dancing thing, the DC Square Dance Revival,
yes,
which is going to be like the main attraction. And we're going to do all these weird like Easter themed crafts and an Easter egg hunt. And we're going to make like beautiful flower crowns.
And Morgan from Panda Head will be making crafts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Morgan Hungerford West, who has a blog called Panda Head, she does all these beautiful crafty things all the time. She'll be in charge of the crafts. We have some local artists that are really well respected, like Elizabeth Graber, Martin Swift.
And these are all people that I would want on the show and participate in this, but I'm afraid that if I meet them face to face on this stage, I'll say horrible things that I don't actually mean.
And they would hate you, but
exactly.
Now they'll like you.
Hopefully. Because
you won't be there to ruin it.
I won't be there. I helped curate it, and I hand the reins to you. Now, you're a positive influence on my life.
Thank you.
And I hope that I'm an influence either way on yours. Now, our next person, please stay on the stage. Our next person coming to the stage is a professional life coach, and she's one of the funniest people in Washington, D.C. She's done the show many times. We recently performed at the Improv together, and she just killed, and that's a good term in stand-up comedy, Lisa. I'm not saying she murdered.
I've seen the comedy before.
Please put your hands together for the very funny Miss Sarah Armour. Sarah, will you go stand over there and take that mic? Thank you so much, Sarah. Now, Sarah,
I have to stand.
You can. You will sit here, and I will stand behind you and hover.
Oh, so that's cool.
Why don't you take that microphone off the stand while you walk over, and I'm going to explain what's going to happen. Now, Sarah is a little. You're not
I
under
didn't
the weather.
I didn't sign up for this.
You have allergies.
I have allergies, but like I just want to do like a free promotion for Mucinex D because I'm a new woman.
Now,
this shit is crack. I have more energy than I did this morning, and...
Now, Sarah, take a seat, Sarah.
No,
right here. It's okay.
Go.
Just right here. It's right here.
I'm all turned... The drugs. I'm all turned around.
I just want to point out Mucinex is not an official sponsor of our official South by Southwest show, so I'm going to cut that out and post and change it to Doritos Cool Ranch. Doritos Cool Ranch made Sarah wake up in the morning. She's never felt more druggy thanks to Doritos Cool Ranch. Check her out. She'll be at the Doritos Cool Tant Ranch Naco stand. She's coming...
This Doritos Cool Ranch shit has me buzzing.
So this is what was going to happen. Sarah was going to come on stage, and she was going to take your questions because she's a professional life coach. Once Lisa found out about this, she goes, no, let's fix this problem. So that's what we're going to do.
What? No.
It was a different kind.
It was Sarah's idea. She looked at me for 1 second.
I was like, we're going to answer your question.
And said, actually, let's just give Lisa some help.
She goes, let's go to South by Southwest with Lisa Markison on American Airlines. We're going to fly the friendly skies. So...
Here's why. Can I say why?
Yes.
I would like, I've done this many times, right? And the questions from the audience are always like, what's the ugliest dick you've ever seen? You know? And like.
Wait, could I pose a question?
Sure.
I have a question.
Have you ever seen a pretty dick?
Yes, I have.
Okay, that's it. My questions have been answered.
I was once in the Redskins locker room.
Finish that statement, please.
A room full of baby arms. Just a room full of baby arms hanging off legs.
Could somebody please tweet right now, at YMTE is a room full of baby arms, hashtag South by SXSW, please?
That's what it was.
Okay, so we've already gone completely off the rails. You were going to explain something before you started talking about...
Well, what I was going to explain was that those are the questions. Sometimes those are the questions. Sometimes it's like, how do I get dat pussy off dat pedestal? You know, and I'm like, I don't have an answer to that. Like, I don't really know, you know. And then the questions are funny, and that is not a funny bit. But I actually have been doing life coaching training. I am not fully certified yet, but I'm training. And life coaching
You're only a trainee?
I'm a trainee. So
she's a person.
I'm a trainee. That's okay. Because part of coaching and something that I'd like to impart on all of you is living in a more transparent way. So I have allergies. I took Doritos Cool Ranch about 15 minutes ago.
Thank you. Official sponsor. Give it up for Doritos, everybody.
Do you snort it or what? What do you do?
I just took it. It's what you got me. It's that good, good. And now I want to talk about a specific issue. And I want to see if through this conversation, not if anything changes for you, but if like you could see a different possibility for yourself with whatever problem you're having.
Okay, I'm game.
Okay. Is this interesting to all of you? Is this okay? Okay.
They're not talking amongst themselves, so we must be doing something, right?
Right. I've been here before and people have been like, get off the stage, you hag. And I've been like,
that was my dad.
Oh, that's a specific show. They weren't talking to me. He wouldn't have said that to me. But
I know.
There's an epic story that we'll tell you guys later. Okay. So, Lisa, what is going on? What's your issue?
Okay, well, we were brainstorming what my issue would be.
She had a few.
And I was giving you a surprisingly large a breadth of different options.
Bitches need life coaches.
Yes. What?
Everybody needs
so
a
what
coach.
We decided on is I've been having this problem recently, even probably more so. It's a growing problem, which is that I'm always late. I am just so late all the time. Just
how
every
late
time
be
I get,
specific.
Like the most recent one that was really frustrating was on Wednesday. I was like like 33 minutes late for a site visit on the National Mall for like a cherry blossom festival event.
Aww.
So it was like, you know, I should have been there on time. And I ride a bike, so I can't be like, oh, the bus was late. No, not
so what's
an option.
Stopping you? What was stopping you from being on time?
Nothing. Like I was just at home. I work at home when I'm not at home. So I was like emailing, I was like putting my hair in a samurai bun, you know. I knew what time I had to go. I was probably drinking tea. There's no reason. Nothing held me back. That's what I'm saying. Except for something in my own brain.
Yeah, like what are you like? Okay, so the coaching question would be like, what?
You're stumped.
What does being late? No, it's like, what does being late do for you? How did you feel being late? How did you feel when you arrived? Because you're doing it for a reason. Like we don't do anything that doesn't serve us in some way, right?
Well, I don't know what it serves me. I mean, I feel like an idiot when I arrive. And I'm saying, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I'm late. Oh, God, I'm sorry. It's serious. I don't know. I don't know.
And then do they usually forgive
you? Maybe I feel special.
Maybe you feel special.
Maybe my dad told me, because this is a thing for a long time, that it's like me thinking my time is more important than other people's time. I don't want to wait for anyone else. So I'll make sure they're waiting for me. But I don't want to believe that because that's horrible.
It's not horrible. That is another step to coaching. All the shit that we do that like we think is horrible isn't horrible. And the minute we stop judging it, no, don't say anything because it's not horrible when you do it either. The minute that you...
He might be an exception.
Well, he's horrible, but that's a different situation. I'm just kidding. You're lovely. No, but being late or being not late isn't like anything to judge and it's not right or wrong.
I mean, are you guys ever late? Like
everyone's late. We're always late.
Is it a big problem? I'm not alone, right? Okay.
The question, you were late tonight. The question that we need to ask ourselves, because oftentimes I'm late too. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what is the point? What are we providing? Like, okay, for me, I'll share with me because I'm late for everything too. For me, I think it's like a hero thing. Like I self-sabotage, okay? And then I arrive on time or I arrive like just a little bit late that it's still acceptable, but I'm not in trouble late, but I'm a little bit late. And then I get there and then I have this moment of panic and then I watch myself fix the situation. Because let's be honest, I'm never in that much trouble. I mean, I was late tonight. I had to go get Mucinex. I was late and stuffy and somehow I was saved. I controlled my environment and now I feel great. But why did I have to use this scenario and use all of you to make myself feel like a hero?
So it's for the like the adrenaline rush, for you the, think?
It could be. I mean, maybe, right? I mean, that's something.
I'm actually like learning actively on stage. Right
yes!
Now.
That's so awesome. So, okay. So the question is, okay.
Just want to point out that this is exactly what South by Southwest is all about, guys. Like, just want to, sorry.
Doritos.
This is perfect. Doritos Taco Loco. Thank you.
Okay. Let's do an exercise, okay? Close okay. your eyes. I'm not going to touch you. Imagine a world where you're on time for everything.
It's a beautiful place.
What is it like? Like, what? Seriously, what is it like to be on time for absolutely everything?
My hair is better coiffed. People respect me more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm less sweaty from not having to bike so fucking fast.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm perfectly entertained. It's not like if I wait for someone else, I can't entertain myself. I have a phone, you know. Mm-hmm. It's good. Everything is better.
Mm-hmm.
So, did I do it right?
Yeah, you did it right.
Can I open my
eyes? So now the question is, like, what are you going to do? How can you make
set
different choices?
Set all of my clocks fast.
Can I give you a practice area? Can I give you guys a practice area and I want you to follow up with me?
I don't know what my late practice people. Area
just
means.
Something to do over the next week, okay? Because, and here's the point. My point is not that anything that you're doing is right or wrong, but my point is that it's a choice. And everything that we're doing is a choice, okay? Here's a practice area for all of you late people, and you can all
preach
email
it.
Me. I'm just curious about your responses. What you're going to do in the next week, choose five events or appointments that you have made, okay? Five. And get there 15 minutes early. Five events, make a stand and decide to get there 15 minutes early. And then in that 15 minutes that you're there, I want you to see what comes up for you. What comes up for you, what feelings, what thoughts. I want you to journal it just five times all week.
Wait, can I tweet it instead of journaling it?
Yeah, you can fucking tweet it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to do this.
Absolutely.
Hashtag SXSW.
I
we need a better hashtag, Brandon.
That
one's taken.
I'm totally going to do this. Thank
Seriously.
You so much.
Dude, I want you to do it. And because the point is not that we need to change any of our behavior, but we need to change the behavior of not making choices about our behavior. And we just need to decide what we like and what we don't like about how our lives are. So see if you like it.
She's got a gift, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do it. I'm going to tweet.
Are you guys going to do it?
I'm going to tweet them at you. I'm at Lisa Markison. So if you want to see the exchange, you're at Sarah Armour.
I'm at Sarah Armour. SARAARMOUR.com. I also perform comedy. I'm usually a lot funnier than this. But what? I think this is valuable. No, but I think this is valuable.
It's extremely valuable for me. I just got a free therapy session and got to exhibit myself in front of all these poor people.
Don't worry. It's not therapy. I'm a trainee. But yeah. I don't want any therapist knocking on my door. Like, bitch, you take my job.
Certainly
therapists
not.
Don't do that.
No, therapists are about past. Coaching is about designing
your proactive
life. It's about having a proactive life.
My favorite coach is Coach Q from the Chicago Blackhawks. Go Blackhawks. Thank you so much, Bada Sarah.
Boom.
That was fantastic. Before you leave the stage, okay. We should announce that we'll be doing a show at the DC Improv. It's You
yes!
Meet Them, Everybody Presents at the DC Improv on Friday, May 10th. Sarah will be there. It'll be a very fun
and
show.
And I won't talk about coaching at all unless it's so funny.
Thank you, Sarah, so much. You can return the mic from the stand. Give it up for Sarah Armour. Thanks to Doritos for fixing her. Lisa, you were a fantastic pop-in. You're welcome anytime
Thank
to
you.
Make this show a lot more listenable. You're not done yet. It's time to plug the show one more time. On Friday, March 29th, Lisa Markison will be running, programming everything at the Strathmore Mansion. Yosef will be your lovely co-host, and they will be dressed alike. You could find out more information about this at the Strathmore website. It starts at what time? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. She'll be there all night. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Lisa Markison.
Hope to see you there.
Thank you so much, Lisa. I will take that microphone. All right. We're going to get the band back together. We're going to be big superstars. We've already played the Doritos Taco Loco stage, but we're going to move on to the Velveeta Cheese Presents Esther's Follies and Gastatorium. Coming to the stage is a very, very nice man. He's a very kind man. He's a funny man when he wants to be. He also writes about baseball, which makes me like him a lot. He's a Nats fan, and that last year really worked out for him. Let's see if it's going to happen again. Ladies and gentlemen, from We Love DC, please put your hands together for Tom Bridge, everybody. Tom! Thank you, Tom. Have that microphone. Who cares? It's all the same.
A microphone. I love it.
Okay, so Tom, you did the show last year.
Yes.
And you did the show right before baseball season began.
Yes.
And one of the cool things about you being on the show was it was going to be your first or second year with press credentials.
Correct.
For the Nationals. Second season for the Nationals. And what's interesting about this is you were the only blog at the time that had press credentials.
Right. There are four of us.
There's four of you guys. Who are the representatives?
So we've got Rachel Levitin and I and David Huzzard from We Love DC. We all kind of like take turns. There is Dave Nichols from District Sports Page.
Okay.
We've got Patrick from Federal Baseball and Joe from the Nats blog.
Okay.
So there's four of us. We've got we've kind of got like the back right-hand corner of the press box.
Okay, now being in the press box, do you watch the game differently? Or
absolutely.
You can't. You told us last time you can't root for your team.
Yeah, no rooting
at all.
You
are a Nats fan.
I am a Nats fan.
But you're in the press box, and it's sort of like this quiet event.
It's like an out-of-body experience.
So when you're covering the playoffs, are you still quiet, or do you kind of let it go nuts?
So the playoffs
were
a little bit different for us. Okay, so they ran the credentialing for the playoffs through Major League Baseball.
Oh, okay.
And for us, it was one of those experiences where we're like, God, I really hope we get to go.
Yeah.
And it was not at all clear to us that we were going to get to go.
Okay.
And then they released out the divisional series seats, and sure enough, all four of us had spots.
It's amazing.
Now, we didn't get our usual spots. We were in the lunchroom in the press commissary.
So you can't...
We really couldn't see the game.
So you're watching like a feed of the game.
So yeah, we're watching... Actually, we're watching like... It's like watching the game. So if the game's going on here...
Uh-huh.
I was watching on a TV like this.
So your back is to the game.
My back is to the game. It was the most artificial, a little bit weird experience that we've had.
But you're still in the playoffs.
Still been to the playoffs. Got my press credentials sitting on my desk at the house.
That's
really
nice.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
But what we figured out was there's no point in sitting in the press box at that point.
Not at all.
And so you grab your scorebook and you grab your notepad and you grab whatever else you've got and you abandon your laptop and you go out into the crowd.
Okay.
And that was amazing.
Yeah.
Because there were so many awesome people out for the Nats' first playoff game.
Yeah.
And there was a gentleman in a full three-piece bright red suit. And
Is his name Christian?
I didn't catch his
name. Okay.
I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He was like five rows deep in, and I kept trying to grab his attention, but he was like focused.
He's in the game.
He was laser-like focused.
Yes.
Red bow tie. It was lovely. I mean, the guy was just down with the whole thing, and to watch that ballpark experience in game three, you know, stepping out, because, I mean, at that point, they've got a dress code for the press box.
What's the dress code?
The dress code for the press box is you got to look nice.
Okay.
So I was wearing a tie. I didn't wear a tie to my own wedding. I had to wear a tie to the playoffs.
Why didn't you wear a tie to your own wedding?
Well, because I don't like ties. And really, at that point, I mean, why wear a tie?
That's a fair explanation of why not to wear a tie.
I was wearing a suit.
Okay. So you wear a tie to the Nats baseball game, which happens 100 times a year.
Yeah.
But not to your wedding.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on.
Priorities.
So, you're talking about dress in the press box.
But you're just outside of yourself. You don't have a Nats hat on. You don't have you're not carrying something that is, you know, red or blue, or which is kind of hard when you think about it. It's like I'm trying not to wear the home colors lest I be colored by the experience. Because, I mean, it's a real serious business. You got people in that press box who make their living, and they live and die by the pen, by the keyboard. And I want to respect that because those are people who work really hard. The people, the pros in that press box are wonderful people.
Yeah.
And they get there 4 hours ahead of every game, 5 hours ahead of every game, and they leave, you know, 2 hours after in some cases.
It's an eight-hour day.
It's an eight-hour day in a cramped ballpark. Not always the nicest facilities, though the Nationals Park press box is quite nice.
Okay.
It's certainly not always the most convenient workplace. It's certainly, there's no privacy there.
Yeah.
And so if you got to go out and film a spot or do a call-in show, you're like out in the hallway, like crouched around your cell phone trying to make it work. And these are guys who just do that day in, day out. And super nice guys. I mean, Mark Zuckerman, who runs his own thing and does for CSN Washington, is amazing. Bill Ladson, who writes for MLB.com, which kind of makes him like the Nationals' Pravda, is the most welcoming dude in that press box.
That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, they're great people, and it's a pleasure to cover the game with them.
Now, do you cover the Caps in the same way or the Bulls?
We cover the Caps the same way. We try to cover the Wizards, but let's be honest, they're terrible and not watchable.
If John Wall's returning, you'll go cover it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, we try to cover the Caps.
But baseball is your sport.
Baseball's my sport.
Okay,
so I live and die by the game.
2012, they obviously made the playoffs.
Absolutely.
It was sort of unexpected to the nation, but not if you're following the team.
Right. I don't think that a lot of us really expected them to win that division. I think a lot of us expected them to squeak into the wild card in this bum's rush, last minute win on a fluke, you know, kind of sneak into the back door of the playoffs and then promptly get swept out the door. That's what we all thought was going to happen in 2012. But they came together and they gelled as a franchise. It was really exciting to watch the crowd kind of build behind them. And a lot of these guys, by the middle, by that three quarters mark, by that August point, everyone's just kind of looking at the Nationals saying, holy shit, these guys are putting it together.
Well, now they are no longer the underdogs. Now they're the target.
Right.
What do you think 2013 holds? Is it even possible to maintain that type of success?
Absolutely. Okay. I think they're going to be a better ball club than they were last year. You've got a full season of Steven Strasburg for the first time.
Well, you don't know that.
What? Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
And I think I'm gonna stand behind that remark. I think that's fair enough to say. I mean, there's likely a limit on him, but that limit is so high, and they're gonna keep him at six innings a game, because look at that bullpen they built behind him. They've got a solid seventh, eighth, and ninth inning man, and a flexible option to slide in there if need be, that Strasburg, or really anybody else on that starting squad, only needs to go six innings. And if they're cruising, give them seven, give them eight. But there's no need to really kind of stretch those guys out the way that we would have had to in 2006, 2007, when the bullpen was where wins went to die.
Now, do you think that the Nats made the right decision by pulling him?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
I know that's controversial.
I'm just asking.
I know that people were all up against the Nationals for yanking him out, and I understand that. Everybody wants to see that team go out there and steamroll him and Strasburg run the lead, but frankly, I'd rather see Strasburg pitch in the Nationals uniform in 2015, 2017, 2019, than I would want to see him go out there and blow out his arm 2 years early, 3 years early.
Of course.
After stressing it out.
After you win any sort of title, there's more fans.
Absolutely.
Is it weird that the Nats are going to finally have like bandwagon fans? Or do you care?
I don't care. Is it just good? I think it's great.
Okay.
Because here's the thing about bandwagon fans. Yeah, they go away when the game sleeps. But when they're there, those are the most fun people to sit with.
The bandwagon fans?
Oh, totally. Those are the guys who just love everything that they see. And when that team is winning, they are the most fun people to be with. It's a little tougher if there's a losing streak. They lose their hope first. Mm-hmm. But I often find that the most bitter Nationals fan is the one who's been there since the dawn of time,
okay,
who came down from Montreal with the club, who is just, you know, the Nationals could go 162-0 and win the playoffs, and there are people out there that wouldn't be happy because they didn't play perfect every night.
Speaking of fans from the beginning, should Teddy have won?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I think they should have retired Teddy.
Okay.
I think that they should have let Teddy do his little victory tour during the playoffs, and then Teddy goes out and retires, and he, like, judges the races or something.
Now there's Taft.
Taft is fun. I really hope that they don't turn that into a recurring fat joke, because...
For the listener at home, the Nats have a race, and it's a president's race, and it's the Mount Rushmore presidents.
Right.
And now there's Taft. Taft is our fattest president of all time.
Right. Taft is about my size.
No, you're not. You could still get out of a tub, so.
I can still get out of the tub, but I mean, if you look at us historically, I'm about Taft size.
You're more Teddy size.
Fair enough.
So Taft, his big head is normal sized head, and his body is the body. He's not fat. Like,
no.
What's the point?
I don't even know. I mean, I just worry that they're going to turn it into a gag like they did with Teddy. And frankly, I mean, just show us an interesting race.
Okay.
And don't try to distract from the game, because I kind of think that we're past that now. We've got real, honest-to-God baseball happening on the field.
Yeah.
Watch the game.
Well, then let's
talk
about...
Have a break for the race. Have a T-shirt toss. But
let's talk about honest baseball. Where do you see the Nats placing, and what's the outcome for this
season? They're going to win the National League East, and they're going to run away with it.
NL East, you're going to go... Wait, what are they going to do? Okay.
I think that this is a team that could have 101, 102 wins.
Okay.
And I honestly think that they're a favorite for the World Series. And I'm not going to say that, oh, if they don't win the World Series, they don't do it. But they got to win the National League East.
Okay, now who else wins? Who's going to the playoffs then? Who are your teams?
Oh, man. I was going to say it's too early for me to talk about the American League.
It's spring training. This is the perfect time to talk about it.
See, this is the thing.
Fantasy baseball starts now.
Oh, man. Do you want to know what I'm terrible at?
Fantasy baseball?
Fantasy baseball.
Well, you're a team.
Suck at it.
Because you're a team guy. You like your team.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was going to say, I think that you're going to see the Dodgers try and put something together from the West. I think that the Giants are going to be... I think it's going to be the Dodgers and the Giants for the West and the wild card. You know, because it's going to come down to the West and the East are each going to get the wild card team. So it's going to be the Nats and the Braves from the East, the Giants and the Dodgers from the West.
What about Central for the Nationals? National League? Probably Cardinals still?
Could be the Cardinals. Might be the Reds. This might be
the
year the Reds
Cubs
put
is what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
Not the Cubs. Okay, fine. I mean, okay.
My co-columnist, Rachel, is from Chicago also, and is probably the most adorable Cubs fan I know. But even she, I think, has finally given up on them.
So for the AL... I'm sorry. What do we have for the AL here?
Sure. So from the American League, I think we're going to see the Blue Jays just smoke the East.
Okay.
I think this might be the first year in a while that we see a playoffs without a Red Sox and without a Yankees.
Really?
I just don't think either of those teams have put it together.
Not the O's.
I think the O's might finish second in that division.
You think O's have a chance at the wild card then?
I think they got a good shot at that wild card.
So those are your, you got Blue Jays and O's. What about the Central and the West?
Central and the West. The West is going to go to the Angels.
Okay.
Mike Trout is going to play the game like his hair's afire, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. I think he is going to really put on the show. He might have an AL MVP season. This year. And I think you got to give it to him at that point.
I'm writing all this down to keep track.
I noticed that. It's like having a test. This is really kind of frightening.
Who's your Central?
Oh, man. Central's too close
to call.
I mean,
the White Sox were great until September.
The White Sox, yeah, and that's the problem. And so that's kind of what's affecting my mental calculus, because you've got the Tigers, the perennial monsters, and I just got to give that to them. I think you give it to the Tigers.
That makes sense.
And so at that point, I really kind of think you've got the Tigers coming out of the AL, and I think you've got the Nationals coming out of the National League. And
so you're gonna go World Series Nats and Tigers?
Yeah.
All right.
And I think the Nats take it 6 and they win it here in D.C.
I'm writing all this down. All right, cool. That's fair. We Love D.C. is a blog that you run. What's the point of We Love D.C.?
We Love D.C. We think it's an awesome town and we want to share that with everybody.
Give me one tip about the neighborhood that you're in right now that a lot of people don't know about. We're in Columbia Heights.
We're in Columbia Heights. Oh, I'd rather give you a tip about my own neighborhood.
Go.
So I live in Brookland. Little Ricky's on 12th Street is an American Paladar. It's a Cuban restaurant. They're open Thursdays through Fridays. They've got a really amazing food. They're going to be awesome.
Little Ricky's in Brookland?
Little Ricky's in Brookland. And of course, there's always the pizza place, Meno Mali, which won Washingtonian Restaurant of the Year. So it's super amazing.
How long has Little Ricky's been there?
It brand new. Just opened late summer.
I will have you been there or no? No? All right, cool.
It's awesome. Go.
The site is very good. It's like DC-ist without any of the like weird, shitty comments.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like both, though. The DC-ist, there's a lot of anger. I don't like the anger.
Yeah, the comment section, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love me some Monkey Rotica because that dude is funny as shit.
I'm good.
But the rest of it leaves a lot to be desired.
We're going to end this interview with a question from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stock, PhD. I need you to pick a number between 49 and 53.
Let's go 51. 51. 3 times 17.
You could send your partner to a sexual technique school, would you? Assume your lover would be coming home an expert after spending 3 months studying and practicing the art of lovemaking. I would like to point... Wait, really quick. For the listener at home and the people in the room, I would like to point out your wife is pregnant.
And sitting over the three tables that way.
Like recently pregnant.
Yes, we're very excited. We've got a baby due in October.
So that'll be your World Series gift.
I was going to say, I think you...
All right, what's a bigger prize? Nats World Series, Childborn.
Childborn.
I'm a Cubs fan, once again. Not a judgment call. What's more likely to happen? You guys are obviously in love. You guys are obviously in love. It's going to work out. You're going to have... you're going to have more kids. Once again, what's a bigger October gift?
It's still my child.
Good answer. So
I've seen a team win the World Series. I was an A's fan in '89, and there is no sports moment greater than that. But.
Okay. Let's get rid of this question for one quick second.
Okay.
Thoughts on Mark McGwire? / thoughts on Jose Canseco, who belongs in the Hall.
I disagree with that statement.
Well, you're wrong. Okay, back to the question. Jose Canseco belongs in the Hall of Fame because he made baseball fun.
So did Mark McGwire.
No, he didn't. He made baseball have literally a giant head, not a figurative giant head. His head got bigger and weirder, and Jose Canseco was always up front about steroids, and it was fun.
The McGwire-Sosa Bonds home run chase in 98 through 2000
was awesome. The best thing Mark McGwire ever did was The Simpsons. The best thing Sammy Sosa ever did was dye himself white. The best thing Barry Bonds ever did was break a bat before he started doing steroids and hit a kid in the stands at Wrigley Field. The best thing Jose Canseco ever did was two best-selling New York Times books about shooting up people in the butt and how cool it is to do steroids. October surprise. Your kid or the Nats?
My child. No doubt.
So
my question.
Your question. Your wife, your beautiful wife, she's going to have a beautiful baby.
Yes.
She's going to be all like, I had a kid. Do you want to send her away for 3 months to apparently go to sex school that exists in this question? Apparently, I don't think it exists in life. I'm
well,
just
see,
saying
here's
it's
the
a
thing.
Question.
I mean, I just worry that at that point, I would be the massive disappointment in the relationship. And so
yes,
I'm
just
going to keep things the way they are.
You would definitely be the massive disappointment. But that's not a you judgment. That's just like a guy judgment.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, I kind of be like, do I want to make that worse?
That's a good question for life. Thank you so much for doing this. People could find you at welovedc.com.
Yes.
You guys put up stuff
relaunch,
every day.
Relaunch, redesign coming next week.
Oh, that's exciting. Like, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very nice Nats fan, soon-to-be father, but has his priorities all weird. He's a good guy. Tom Bridge, everybody. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Coming to the stage is someone I've wanted to have on the show a very long time. I've not heard nothing but good things about him. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Mr. Herbie Gill, everybody. Herbie, the stage is yours!
Good evening, hipsters. How are you doing tonight? Good? Wow, we got a whole beard table there. That's fucking awesome. No, I do not mean to make fun of hipsters. I'm just going to tell some dick jokes here for a second. And then to make sure the hipsters in the audience feel included, I'll loosely tie in two obscure terms that don't relate to each other, like Dostoevsky and Ninja Turtles, to help everybody feel better. Now, did you guys get outside today? It was a really nice day today. Yeah, it was nice outside today. I could tell it's getting nicer in the city because the homeless people are starting to become good Samaritans again. Yeah, it's fun. If you ever try to find a parking spot anywhere in this city, a bum will jump into that spot while you're reversing and then start guiding you in like an air traffic controller. Like, thank you very much for the spot. Now get the fuck away from my car, please. My friend always gives them money. I never give them money when they do that. I said, why do you give them money? He said, listen, man, you don't pay the bum for the spot. You pay the bum so he doesn't key your car after he gives you the spot. Yes. Yeah, see, you're agreeing with that. Personally, I'm not really too worried about a bum keying my car. Because bums don't have keys. Keys to what exactly? Oh, you forgot. Bums don't have keys to anything. Not a house, not a car. If you're a bum, it's keyless entry from here on out. That's like the best part. I'm actually supposed to be moving to New York in the new year. And I'm trying to, it's an expensive city, so I'm trying to find some odd jobs to do when I'm not on the road doing stand-up. And I used to be a bartender. So I figured I'd find a bartender job. I didn't know this. If you're trying to find a bartender job anywhere in New York, at the bottom of every ad, it says the same thing. Must be attractive. Must be a 10, which I think is dumb. I'm a bartender. If I'm any good, the more you drink, the more attractive I should become automatically, right? Should be built in, but I got nervous, man. Like, listen, I've lied about a job on my resume before. I don't know how to lie about my looks on a resume. Like, what if they call me on an interview? Like, we thought we said you had to be attractive. What can I even tell them? Well, if you look on my resume, you can see I have experience being attractive in college. If you need a reference, my mom will be happy to call and say I'm a handsome devil. Just give me a job. We had a dude from We Love D.C. up here. I do love D.C. as a city. I think it's a great city to live. I do not like the people that I live around, though. They all kind of annoy me. There's people I live around, a lot of night joggers in my area. You got night joggers here? Of course not. You can't night jog in skinny jeans. That's right. Got a bunch of night joggers. I almost hit 3 night joggers with my car last week. Not because they were in my way or nothing. I just don't like them, and I want them to stop, right? But everybody in my neighborhood is night jogging and building Whole Foods and goofy shit like that. And I thought I wanted to do that. I thought I wanted to eat better. I wanted to exercise more. I wanted to take a little bit better care of my body. And then I saw how much organic food and gym memberships cost. Now I'm just like, screw that. I'm just going to start hanging around fatter people, which is way easier. You go to Walmart at 3 in the afternoon on a Saturday, you feel like Mr. Universe. Like, God damn. I am strong as shit in here. I think I will buy these sweatpants after all. Damn. Even if you try to be healthy, though, there's always something that could come into your normal life that'll make it very difficult for you to stay on track. Like, my sister was staying with me a few weeks ago. She was in town for a bachelorette party, and she decided as her contribution to this bachelorette party, she was going to make 3 pans of penis-shaped cookies. That's right. Chocolate chip cookies in the shape of dicks. Now, if you ladies are going to do that, that's fine. You're going to a bachelorette party. You're inspired. You're having fun. You want to become Betty Cocker, whatever it is you was going to do. All I ask is that you eat all of the cookies. Don't have any leftovers. Because I was not expecting to go to my own fridge for a snack in the middle of the night like I always do. Open it up and have to decide whether I'm going to be homophobic or a fat gluttonous piece of shit. Because I'll let you in on a little secret. Fat wins every time. I love the cock cookies. They are delicious. I had like 57 of those damn things. With a big glass of milk. Somebody owed that. What do you dip your cookies in? Water? Go fuck yourself. Went to go see my friends the other day. All my friends seem to be getting married and having kids. Certain point in your life, it all just becomes about matrimony and crotch fruit. I cannot stand it. They're all very annoying. They all love to talk to me about their kid, too, and I don't care. I mean, like, I care enough, but it's like I don't have kids, so I can't relate. So I said to them one time, hey, well, when I move to New York, I'm probably going to get a little dog. That's kind of like having a kid, right? They get pissed. Don't do that. To a person, they're like, oh, having a dog is nothing like having a kid. So I figured out how I'm going to do it. When I get a dog, I'm just going to raise my dog as my son. Now they have no leg to stand on. Oh, yeah, this is my son, Mr. Fluffy. That's him right there. That's him. I like it. They don't have a leg to stand on now. Now I'm like, yeah, I have a dog. It's kind of like having a kid. There's nothing like having a kid. Excuse me? Have you ever taught a Cocker Spaniel English and enrolled him in school? Or seriously? Come on, man. What do you mean he can't be in the seventh grade? He's technically 21 years old. Come on, let him in there. You mean you're not going to let him play football when his cousin is the mascot? That's not fair. I like dogs. There was a dog downstairs. Did you guys see the dog downstairs? There was a dog downstairs, and here's what keeps happening in bars like this. People are bringing dogs out, and they don't have a reason to bring the dog out. I went and asked her, because the dog was just right in the middle of the thing, and I had to walk around her head while she was petting it. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's such a cute dog. And I looked up, she's not blind. I figured that's the one reason you could have a dog in the place. I'm like, hey, are you, maybe I don't know. I'm like, are you blind? She said, no, I'm not blind. I'm like, so you just have separation anxiety? Why the hell is your dog here? People love their dogs. I like dogs. I like dogs so much that I'll say hi to a dog and not pay any attention to the owners. I'm that good with it. I'll be like, oh, what's your name? What's your name? Oh, you're cute. Oh, you're such a cutie. Oh, my God, you're so cute. It's like, why didn't you say hi to me? I'll tell you why I didn't say hi to you, because you're the same dickhead that bought a full Ugg boot suit for your chihuahua. Seriously? He's not shivering because he's cold. He's shivering because a chihuahua is a poorly constructed animal. Go get a Doberman or something. That was hostile, wasn't it? I like to shop at different stores on occasion. I enjoy going to Hot Topic because I like getting shirts that have, I don't know, Abe Lincoln getting blown by a stripper or something, or Dostoevsky and Ninja Turtles. Told you I was going to do it. Or a coffee mug shaped like a boob. But here's something I didn't know. Like, I was looking around Hot Topic, and I saw they have lingerie in Hot Topic now for kids. Yeah, it shocked me too. I'm thinking, no, it can't be for kids. It must be lingerie for midges or something like that, all right? Not something so vanilla. I walked up and looked at the tag. It says kids medium. That lingerie is not, for kids, period. That lingerie is not for kids. That lingerie is specifically meant for creepy old dudes. It couldn't be any more for creepy old dudes if it came with a bag of Skittles, a pogo stick, and a shovel. I could not believe what I was seeing. It's really hard. You gotta stay clear of that, though, because as you get older, it's kind of hard to not look like the creepy old guy, but it keeps happening. For example, I love candy, right? After Halloween is the best time to get candy because everybody's trying to rush those bags out of the store for the new season. And now I can't even buy bags of Snickers all the time because the people are looking at me weird like I'm some type of sex offender or something like that. Like, maybe I just like Snickers. They're like, oh, yeah, well, what's the cage for? This is for my son, Mr. Fluffy. He's in seventh grade. I'm getting a little bit too old for certain things. I'm too old to have things like roommates, but apparently I am not too broke to have a roommate because I need one. And I find out stuff about my friends that just disgust me. I know a lot of disgusting people. I stayed with a guy for 5 years. He's like an older brother to me. I love him like nobody on this earth. He waited till the day I moved out after 5 years to tell me he used to jerk off in our shower. We only had one shower. First of all, why would you tell me that the day I'm moving out after 5 years? At least give me a head start the day I move in so I can learn how to fly or something. I'm the only person in my shower like Iron Man hovering 3 feet above it so I don't touch the ground. Why would you tell me you jerk off in our shower? That is disgusting. I piss in that shower. Don't ever tell me something like that. I feel like how I spend my money is a little bit different now that I'm getting older. Like, I'm pretty safe. It's pretty safe to say everybody in here has iPods or iPads or whatever. I remember, like, this is Columbia Heights area still?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Columbia Heights. Yeah, there's a bunch of bars in here where people have iPads all over the place. I remember there was a time in Columbia Heights you would see more eye patches than iPads in a bar. But now, it's all iPad. It's safe to say we're part of like an iPod generation. I am deep into the game. I am a notorious internet pirate. I download music illegally all the time. I am good at it. I'll download somebody's CD before they even thought about making it. I'm real good, right? And a lot of people say you shouldn't do that because it takes money away from the artist that needs that cash. That's fine, but I listen to hip-hop. All they do in hip-hop is talk about how much money they have and how much dumb shit they could buy. So guess what? I'm not going to help you buy dumb shit. I understand if you're an independent artist, you need that money. I will give you $10. But if you're Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, I don't care how good a rapper you are, I'm not going to help you buy rims for your teeth. Why would I do that? And if you listen close, most rappers' entire personas are based on criminality anyway. All they do is talk about being former criminals and being from the street. Now you're going to get mad at me because I'm stealing music online? If you're really a gangster, steal your song back. That's what I tell those dudes, man. Listen, I got to go. Thank y'all very much for hanging out with me. My name is Herbie Gill.
Herbie, sit down, buddy. That was very good. Thank you, Herbie.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me. I'm glad to see Sarah and everybody here. I'm not much of a life coach. I'm more like a life equipment manager. That just means I'm in charge of getting the bourbon so I could go through the day or whatever.
So you like bourbon?
Oh, I love it.
I like bourbon, too. What kind of bourbon do you enjoy?
Well, I like to get the really shitball cheap ones where you could get like a whole handle of it for 49 cents. but I like if I could choose it, I'd get some Woodford.
That's very
or
good.
Knob Creek 12 or something like that. But like if you're new to drinking, what you do is you got to start off with the good stuff and then drink the shitball stuff. I was doing it in reverse.
For the listener at home, he's not talking about like from like 12 on. He means like the night you're drinking. Like start with the good stuff.
Yeah, start with the good stuff. Start with a nice Woodford Reserve or something like that, and then you could get something with Ronald McDonald on the cover. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a lot easier.
Yeah. Speaking of Ronald McDonald, no, that's a horrible segue.
But you did bring this up earlier. Like, I don't know if you all, like, I was very excited this week because of the white smoke. I've been waiting for it a long time. I'm very excited. No, there was a brand new taco at Taco Bell. Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco.
Taco Bell's official,
oh my God,
official sponsor of our South by Southwest show.
For real, that's super awesome because they're like, I was waiting for that for, I don't care about the Pope. Liking Doritos tacos more than the Pope doesn't make me a bad Catholic.
A Catholic?
No, I am not. There, so I think that more makes me a bad Catholic than anything.
How long have you been doing the stand-up?
Jesus Christ. This year's 13 years.
Serious?
Yeah.
Holy. What?
Yes! And yeah, applaud for my liver transplant.
And you're enjoying it.
I'm loving it, yeah. It still feels like I've just been doing it a couple weeks. I seriously love it. I'm still such a huge fan of comedy.
Wow. Good for you. I need to have some of that. you're planning on moving to New York?
Yeah, I've been planning on moving to New York, but, you know, like, things happen. Your car explodes 1, 2, or 7 times.
You don't need a car in New York.
Yeah, but I still do a lot of road work and everything like that.
Yeah.
And rental rates up there are insane. So, yeah, I got to have my car.
Who are the guys that made you want to do this? Or women?
Oh. Oh, no, there's tons. I mean, like, you could always say the regular ones, like, you can't, like, people don't mention the gods of comedy, like Chris Rock, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Lenny Bruce.
Dave, like, wait, really quick. Give me your favorite Lenny Bruce bit.
It
was classic Lenny Bruce
bits. It wasn't a bit. It was something that he was doing when he was dealing with a heckler. Like, some...
Oh, you actually have one. Okay, go.
Oh, yeah, no, like, he was talking to somebody. Somebody was heckling on him, and he just, in a real moment, just turned on him and was like, you know what? I'd really just love to pour gas on you and just light you on fire. And I thought it was so funny because it was like, it was such a real moment and he didn't have to go crazy with it.
Yeah.
And then every time she said something, he'd be like, oh, don't worry. The gas is on its way. It's still coming. Like, we're definitely doing that. So that was always my favorite Lenny Bruce.
So arson is the key to comedy.
Oh, absolutely.
I've
threatened people with arson several times doing stand-up. It's fun.
Why does your car keep exploding?
Oh, because I I treat them like shit, and I generally don't have the money to fix them. Like my last car, Jailbait. You have to name all your cars, and I named my car Jailbait because it was 18 years old and it was barely legal. But
that's cute.
Yeah, but like that one, I got into a weird accident or something like that, and I have like
wait. What constitutes a weird accident?
Okay, all my accidents are weird accidents because if you were in a normal car, like if you had your 2000, it's amazing to me that people have cars in the 2000s too. Like I like to say I have vintage cars. I don't. I just have old shit boxes. But if anything happens to them, they're totaled because the car is worth so little that fixing it would, like, you break a mirror on it. You're like, oh, crap, got to get a new car because that's how bad it is. So I would just keep doing that all the time. I run cars into the ground pretty easily. And I'm like, oh, okay, they tell me, oh, this wheel's going to fall off if you drive 100 more miles on it. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I drive 11,000 miles on it before I change the car. I live in spite of God's will is what I'm trying to say. I don't need no damn Pope. I need a Doritos Locos Cool Ranch Taco.
They are a sponsor of the show, so I want to give this to them. You're very funny. You got a lot of dates coming up. You'll sooner or later be in New York.
Yeah, but I'll probably still be in both places. I still love this city very much, and I'm still going to do
all right, give us one good thing about this city. He gave us a brand new Cuban restaurant in Brooklyn. What's your little thing that people don't know about?
I mean, people must know about Jumbo Slice. Everybody knows about Jumbo Slice.
Do you sincerely like Jumbo Slice?
I love Jumbo Slice, but only from Pizza Mart. Pizza Mart is a place that you have to go to. Any place else is an imitator, and they suck balls.
That's kind of their ingredient. Really quick, what's so bad about sucking balls?
No Parmesan and garlic. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have the right...
So you like knots. You're a garlic knots guy.
Fuck yeah. The knot's going to be there if you're doing it right. That's what I learned.
That's a great, great answer. I need you to pick a... I need you to pick a number between 49 and 50.
49 and 50, 49.73.
That's 50. It rounds up. Okay. Under the above circumstance... Sorry, hold on. We can't... Oh, this is a sad abortion one. Let's do 49. If you and a close friend were attracted to each other, and neither of you were involved with anybody else, do you think you would jeopardize having... Do you think you'd jeopardize your friendship if you decided to have sex?
Absolutely.
That's a good answer. Herbie, how can people follow you?
What?
How can people follow you?
HerbieGill.com. You can find me on Facebook, /HerbieGill. Twitter, @HerbieGill.com.
Any shows you want to plug?
I'm going to be at the DC Improv at the end of the month with Kevin Pollak.
Really?
Yeah.
Really quick. Herbie, will... Okay, you have your hair still.
Approximately, yeah.
Kevin Pollak is questionable.
Uh-huh.
Will you be wearing a bolo, or not a bolo, will you be wearing a hat of any sort?
No, I don't like to wear hats on. Like, I brought a hat with me tonight, and I don't like to wear hats on stage.
Kevin Pollak does.
Oh, yeah, well, Kevin Pollak's also got like $1 billion. He could do whatever the fuck he wants, really.
Do you really think he's got...
He probably doesn't have $1 billion.
He's got maybe a million.
But in comparison to me, he might as well have $1 billion. It's like when you... it's like your student loan people saying, hey, can you give us the money now? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll give you the money now. What does it take to settle up with you? Like $400,000? Yeah, I have four. So
really quick, what's your degree?
English Lit and Communication.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You are a true stand-up comic. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very funny Herbie Gill, everybody. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I've wanted him on the show a long time. I'm really glad he's here. Please put your hands together for Weitold, everybody.
Thank you very much. I'm not alone tonight. I'm calling up to the stage Brian Bowman, my good friend on World Percussion here. As he gets set up, as Brandon mentioned, I'm an artist in residence at the Strathmore. We just released a new album out there almost just over a month from, yeah, today, just about a month ago. So we're playing all songs from the new album. This is a remix of a classical piece that I grew up playing on acoustic cello and high school strings class and private lessons and quartets and everything. That's my background, classical music. This is a Bach prelude to Cello Suite No. 1 in G major, remixed for electric cello and percussion.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we're going to play one more tune for you here, which is the title track of this new album that we just came out with. It's called My Regards. Got it online, got it on me. We're actually rushing out after this to play a show like two doors down the road at Bloom Bars. So next time you can see us is in like, you know, 45 minutes or something. But you should also check out my Twitter to see how I was feeling about being 15 minutes early for this set. White Told Music. This one's called My Regards.
Your guy wasn't here.
Thank you.
much, sir.